Hey, plant friends. Welcome to a mini episode of Growing Joy, where
plant care is self-care on Growing Joy, the podcast.
Plant friends, I hope you're continuing to have a beautifully planty week, popping in on an unusual day because I'm experimenting with some mini episodes I'm creating in addition to the weekly long form episodes that I already make for you, inspired by those episodes and interviews that we do on this podcast to help you care for plants and cultivate joy. Think of these mini episodes as like little baby knowledge cuttings, like a planty little cutting of the high level conversations that we have that is entirely focused on giving you a jam-packed episode of actionable steps that you can take to leverage the info from the interviews to grow more joy in your life. They're like quick hits that you can listen to as you drink your coffee in the morning that you can immediately start implementing to live a happier life. Because plant friends, my goal in life with this business, with the Growing Joy podcast and brand, is to help you grow a kinder, calmer, happier life through connecting with nature, whatever that looks like for you. If nature is your houseplants, if nature is your garden, if nature is literally nature, getting in the woods, I'm here to help you do that because I want you to be happier and calmer. Everybody needs to be happier and calmer, right, these days? So let's get right into it. So this week's episode was all about aromatic gardening and aromatic plants. To recap, smell is a highly underutilized sense in our gardens because smell is arguably probably the strongest scent when it comes to memory, and happy memories make us feel good. Plus, there's all sorts of science backing how plant scents can help reduce stress. But today's episode isn't about teaching the science. It's about accepting that and getting you enjoying the benefits. So in my book, Growing Joy, The Plant Lover's Guide to Cultivating Happiness, I have 60 different practices, more than 60 practices in the book on how to use plants to live a happier, more connected life. And I have a whole chapter on sense of smell. Like I said in my interview with Amy earlier this week, the research that I did on smell for my book was probably some of the most eye-opening research that I did because I realized that I was underutilizing sense of smell. And since I've learned that research, I can't unsee what I know. And now scent is so highly integrated into my life. These practices that I'm about to break down for you, like I truly do them all the time, and I've noticed a real difference. So I wanted to break them down. So these are the practices that are in that scent chapter of Growing Joy. So if you're inspired from that episode and ready to take action, here are a few different ways that you can easily incorporate scent into your daily life in a very effective and very affordable way. First, this one is entirely free, my sweet plant friends, and it's so juicy and good, is go for a restorative post-rain walk. So you know that earthy, funky, kind of invigorating smell outside after it rains? That scent is actually a scent called petrichor, and it's the effect of geosmin, which is a compound secreted by bacteria found in the soil, and it's released into the air, and humans are highly sensitive to the presence of geosmin, and it's very relaxing. So there's a reason why after it rains, when you step outside and the birds are chirping and you kind of just get that delicious smell, your nervous system kind of relaxes. So after it rains, go for a walk. Go for a walk around your block, go for a walk in your local park, go for a walk in your neighborhood, but have a little decompression time and utilize that scent, that geosmin. Number two, this is probably the most popular way that people incorporate plant scents into their life, whether you're, you know, able to cultivate an aromatic garden or whether you're living in 500 square feet the way I used to in New York City, is to utilize essential oils. Essential oils are distilled plant scents, right? All the essential oils come from plants. Make sure that you're getting a high quality essential oil. If you're applying essential oils topically, you know, disclaimer, you can get contact dermatitis if you're allergic to them. I'm not allergic to them, so I put them on my skin, but you can also just diffuse them and smell them. There's multiple ways to diffuse essential oils. You can literally put them in many humidifiers. I have a humidifier that I can just add essential oils to the water and the vapor will just diffuse them for me. You could get an essential oil diffuser. You could do that reed method. I have this like terracotta diffuser where you put water with essential oils into this little reservoir and this terracotta flower releases the vapors. But if you work in an office or have, you know, a fresh coat of paint on the walls and you're smelling all of this artificial smells, diffusing essential oils in your office, whether you work from home or whether you're at a real office, maybe using them in your morning practice as a way to wake up, maybe using them in your evening wind down practice as a way to wind down. There's so many amazing essential oil smells. I wrote my entire book to the scent of hinoki oil. Hinoki is a Japanese tree. I will say it's a little bit more expensive than other essential oils, but for me, it's completely worth it. It's this like lemony, invigorating scent that I'm totally obsessed with. A lot of people find lavender very relaxing. Rosemary can be very stimulating. Eucalyptus can be very stimulating. I put eucalyptus oil in my shower almost every day, and I let the steam of the shower kind of heat it up and fill my bathroom. Thieves oil in the winter can be so cozy. It's a blend of clove, lemon, cinnamon, rosemary, and eucalyptus. But scent is very personal, so figure out the scents that you have a beautiful reaction to and use them, right? You know, lavender is commonly known as being a very relaxing scent, but I have friends who hate lavender. So pick a scent that you like and go with it. You can also kind of have a mad scientist moment where every morning you kind of concoct a different scent to inspire your day. So when I was writing the book, and often I do this if I have like very intense work days, I'll put a lot of eucalyptus in with my hinoki to kind of wake me up and keep me focused. If I'm running a little higher on the stress level, if my anxiety is high that day, I'm going to use lavender or sage. Sage is a very relaxing scent for me personally. And I love using different oils to kind of create a little ritual for myself to help support me throughout my day. If you're not into oils, I totally hear that. You can just do this with plants. You don't need to buy oils, just buy plants. And you can do this indoors and outdoors. I think scented indoor plants are highly overlooked. There is a gorgeous array of houseplants that you can keep in your home that bloom and smell terrific. The Hoya genus has a wide variety of plants that flower, and the flowers all have different scents. So Hoya lacanosa have blooms that smell like cinnamon. Hoya bertonii have blooms that are said to smell like buttered popcorn. I've never smelled one, but people have told me that. Hoya carnosa blooms can smell like chocolate. A plant that's on my wish list is the coconut orchid, Maxillaria tenuifolia, and it's nicknamed the coconut orchid or the pina colada orchid because it smells like coconut, and it will make your entire bathroom or entire room smell like vacation or sunscreen. That's on my wish list. I really want to get one of those for my office. You can also grow pelargoniums. They're called geraniums, but they're pelargoniums. There's a wide variety of scented pelargoniums. So I had a rose-scented geranium that I grew indoors, and I actually used to break off leaves and take them to audition with me to keep me calm when I was auditioning as a performer. So you can have scented geranium. And then if you have the sunlight, if you have 8 hours of light, you can grow all sorts of herbs, basil, mint, lavender inside. And throughout your work day, you can get up and take wellness breaks with those scented plants. So if you've been sitting for over an hour, take 2 minutes, go over to your scented plant, rub its leaves, smell your hands, smell your fingers, smell the leaves, maybe pluck off a leaf and like crunch it up so you can really enjoy the release of those oils, those vapors. But you can use that as a way to break up your workday and come back to yourself, right? We get like so lost in our thoughts throughout the day, whether it's a workday, whether you don't work, just, you know, in our monkey brains. Scent just brings you back to yourself so quickly. So cultivating a habit of going to your scented plants throughout the day to just have this like 1 or 2 minute break is so helpful and beautiful and easy. Our whole episode was about aromatic plants and having an aromatic garden outside, and Amy gave so many great recommendations for that. But you could totally interplant, if you have an edible garden, interplant lavender, chamomile, all sorts of herbs, gorgeous scented flowers in your garden so that as you're tending to your edible plants, you are constantly getting gorgeous wafts of different scents in your garden experience, which will make it more restorative just naturally. You don't even have to do anything. Just by going out in your garden, you're going to be experiencing the benefits of those scents. And last but not least, I wanted to leave you with a really fun practice that Mama Fiella does, but she started this when we were in high school. So when we were in high school or college and we would have to go on long road trips in our cars, my mom grew like hedges of lavender. She actually lined the entrance to our house with lavender. So when guests approached our house, when they came to walk up our walkway, they would walk through this almost tunnel of lavender to get to our front door. It was a very inviting way to welcome guests in, right? So what she would do is she would cut a little bouquet of lavender and she would tie a little ribbon on it. She'd make it super cute. And then she'd put it on our dashboard. And when I would drive my car to Houston, because I went to college in Houston, that was a multiple day trip, the lavender would heat up and fill our cars with the scent of lavender. And I would leave that lavender on my dashboard for weeks when I was in college. It would just naturally dry. And it was a beautiful way to just make your car smell nice, right? That's always nice, but also to remind me of home when I was in college. So if you have scented plants in your collection, why don't you make yourself a little bouquet, put it on your dashboard, and it'll make your commute so much more enjoyable. I hope you're already listening to the Growing Joy with Plants podcast on your commute, so it'll be a double whammy. You'll be listening to a podcast about plants and smelling your plants as you drive. So that's the conclusion of this mini episode. I just wanted to give you some actionable steps to take after listening to all of the amazing science and information that Amy gave us. As I said, it's my delight to grow alongside you and to help create these episodes that give our community free access to information on how to use plants and nature to grow a happier life. If you use any of these practices, please let me know on social media. Please share this episode if you feel like it was helpful. Share it with your communities. Go send it to someone who you think might enjoy it. And if you like these practices, I have a book that is filled with more than 60 other practices for you to enjoy. I wrote that book to help our community grow more joy in their life by connecting with nature. There's science-based practices, there's woo-woo practices, there's personal stories. I personally do all the things I wrote about in the book. It's called Growing Joy, The Plant Lover's Guide to Cultivating Happiness, and it's sold wherever books are sold. So grab yourself a copy. I also narrate the audiobook if you are an Audible person or an audiobook person. I hope you loved this episode. My DMs are open. My email is open if you have feedback. And until next time, my sweet plant friends, keep blooming and keep growing joy. Plant friend, thank you so much for tuning in today. If you like what you heard, make sure that you're subscribed to the show so you don't miss an episode. We have incredible episodes lined up in 2023, and I don't want you to miss one topic. And while you're subscribing, would you mind clicking over to the review section and leaving us a review? Reviews are tremendously helpful for the growth of the podcast, so I thank you in advance for helping this podcast reach as many planty earbuds as possible across the globe. If you're looking for more opportunities to grow as a plant parent with Growing Joy content, we've got a ton of free options for you. First, there's the Plant Parent Personality Test. It's so fun. It takes literally 3 minutes to complete. You take the test, you get your plant parent personality profile and a curated list of plants, projects, and podcast episodes that are right up your alley, tailored just for you, inspired by your results. The link is in the show notes. Make sure to let me know what your personality is after you take the test. If you're looking to uplevel your plant parent game, check out my website. We've got a bunch of free guides that you can download on topics like understanding natural light, which is actually a 3-day worksheet, and 9 ways to green up your office if you need to bring a little bit of planty joy into your work life. And finally, I want to invite you to join the plantiest and kindest corner of the internet, my online garden society. It's both a web platform and an iOS and Android app. It allows our listeners to get together in an algorithm and troll-free online space to swap plant care tips, humble brag about plant wins, and get support when you have plant fails. We have monthly live planty show and tells on Zoom, which are so fun, and even have a living library of planty book recommendations sourced from our community. You can go to jointhegardensociety.com to grab your membership. And for anything else, plant friend, I am here for you. Feel free to drop me a line, whether you have an idea for an episode, an event, or maybe you're even a planty business interested in sponsoring the show. And of course, following me on Instagram and TikTok for daily planty silliness, musings, and tips is always recommended. You can find me across socials at Growing Joy with Maria. Thank you again so much for listening. It is truly my honor and life's delight to help you keep blooming and keep growing joy.
Plant care is self-care on Growing Joy, the podcast.
Make new plant friends, propagate knowledge, and grow some freaking joy. That's the motto of the Growing Joy Garden Society app and platform, otherwise known as the plantiest and kindest corner of the internet. If you've been an OG listener or a longtime listener, you might also know this app and platform as the Bloom and Grow Garden Party, but with the rebrand, we've rebranded it to the Growing Joy Garden Society. No trolls allowed, kind plant friends only. And if you haven't heard about the society yet, Plant Friend, you got to join. It's my online community that you can access via iOS or Android app or on your computer that I built to connect our international community of plant friends so we can all nerd out together about plants and celebrate our passion for our beloved plant babies. We have members literally all over the world. I'm so in love with this community of sweet plant friends. I can't say enough amazing things about them. But also, there's a lot of really cool features about the app you might be interested in. There's dedicated hashtags to all sorts of different subsects of planty passions like houseplants, gardening, plant-inspired DIY projects, growing joy, plants and pets, and so many more. There's a plantrepreneur group, so if you're a planty entrepreneur and you want to connect with other planty entrepreneurs, you can join that group to connect and network. There's a plant swap section. Plus, the entire app, and this is my favorite part, is entirely searchable. So say you want to learn more about Hoya, you type the word Hoya into the search bar, and literally every post ever created about Hoya will pop up so you can click in, see what other people have been posting about Hoya and learn on your own and crowdsource hair information. It's so cool. But last but not least, it's an amazing way to support the show. Your monthly membership not only goes to sustaining the platform, but it also supports my team of editors, writers, and a community manager that help the world of Bloom and Grow keep growing. So come join us. All you got to do is go to jointhegardensociety.com and sign up for the community plan. Once again, you go to jointhegardensociety.com and click the community plan. Hot take, plant friends. There is no one right starter plant. There, I said it. And you know what? While I'm at it, there are also no real plant killers in the world. There are just people who have not figured out their right plants for their lifestyle. This is why I created the free Plant Parent Personality Test, because plant friend, I want you to get thriving alongside your houseplants as quickly as possible, so I made this cutie little plant parent personality quiz that's totally free for you on my website to take the guesswork out of building your plant collection effortlessly and joyfully. After speaking to thousands of members in our community, I realized that there are about five key plant parent personalities, each one with their unique set of strengths, weaknesses, and a unique set of plants that thrive under their care. For example, a mindful plant parent, someone who wants to engage with their plants daily, use them in their morning routines. If someone gifted that plant parent a succulent and they watered it every day, that succulent would die immediately. However, that drought-resistant succulent is a perfect match for a low-key plant parent, which is someone who travels, has kids, is busy, doesn't have time to engage with their plants every day. They're looking to engage with their plants more like once a week or once every couple of weeks. In addition, obviously, to understanding your light and basic plant care that we provide on this podcast, Happy Plant Parenthood is all about discovering your personality and then picking the right houseplants to go with it. It's that simple. No more stressing over your collection. So what plant parent personality type are you, plant friend? All you got to do to find out is take my free quiz on my website and let me know. You can access it at growingjoywithmaria.com/personality. After taking the test, you'll get an email with a list of plants, podcast episodes, and planty projects that I think would light you specifically up like a full spectrum grow light. So once again, that's growingjoywithmaria.com/personality for your free plant parent personality test results.